taken from Isaiah chapter 9, verses 2, 6, and 7. The people walking in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of deep darkness, a light has dawned. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. The greatness of his government and peace, there will be no end.
Amen.
We all give our baubles in. Yeah? Thank you. It was important to think about the journey that, first of all, Jesus took to the earth, which is what we mentioned in the story, and how that is the greatest one. That God himself left heaven, left his throne, and came to the earth to be among us, to save us from our sins, and then to go on his journey to the cross and do all he did there, and then to go back to heaven. That is the greatest story, the greatest truth that you can ever know in your life. And all of these journeys, the thing that struck me was that none of them had it easy, did they? Even though Mary was carrying the Saviour of the world on her journey, she had to go for miles and miles and miles on donkey back, all being jiggled about. And anybody who's been heavily pregnant before, you understand that's an uncomfortable thing and not easy to be jiggled about. And then when they get to the place where he's going to be born, there's nowhere for them to go. He's the Saviour of the world. You'd expect like 5-star accommodation, wouldn't you? And everything to be easy, but it wasn't easy. And they had to face the tall, scary Romans and Herod, who was threatening the life of Jesus. And then the shepherds, on their way to find Jesus, had to tread through what, quite frankly, was stinky sheep poo to get there. And we don't think about that part, do we? We just kind of tell the story and they arrived at the manger. But actually, the journey can be quite treacherous sometimes. And it made me think about our journey and where we are on our journey, because we're all on a journey in life, aren't we? We're all travelling through life towards Jesus, but sometimes the journey isn't that great. There are times when it's full of joy and celebration, and Christmas, always through my life, was a great time of joy and celebration, and we just had such an amazing time, and I always get really giddy about Christmas. But then there were times in my life when something had happened, and I was filled with deep sadness, and Christmas kind of lost a little bit of that joy for me because of what I was going through. And it made me think today, some of us, quite frankly, are walking through sheep poo at the minute, and it stinks, and it's horrible. And there's others of us who on our journey are facing some pretty tall and scary Romans in our life, and Herods, the things in life that can threaten to steal your joy, basically. The stuff that you have to go through, you think, why am I going through this? God's mighty, he's powerful, why am I going through this? And why is it so stinky and hard? And the truth is, the journey quite often is treacherous. And it's hard sometimes to come to Christmas and be filled with the joy and the excitement and the wonder that we all want to feel around Christmas. And I know that there's people in here today who are struggling with stuff and who are probably struggling to praise because of the stinky sheep poo or the stuff that makes us filled with fear. But it's in times like this, when at Christmas we can come back to this story and we can remember who God is. Because like Matilda read so beautifully at the start from the Word of God, she said this, "For to us a child is born, a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders. And he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, and Prince of Peace." And when we choose to believe and trust in Jesus, he is with us on our journey. He's with us in the middle of the stinky sheep poo. He's with us when we face those massive Romans. He is Wonderful Counselor, who brings wisdom to every part of our journey. If we trust every decision to him, we will always make the right choice. And he promises to lead us through every pathway that we follow, whether it's filled with poo or not. He is Mighty God, who is so much bigger than any Roman will face and any Herod that threatens our life. He is so much bigger than that. And he is with us, he goes before us and behind us in everything we face. He stands with us and strengthens us. He is our everlasting Father, who will never leave us or forsake us, who, like every good father, walks with their child through the poo and oftentimes carries them when it gets a bit too deep and stinky. He is our everlasting Father, right in the middle of wherever we are. And he is Prince of Peace. He's the one who gives us rest for our minds and our souls. He's the one who, when we are filled with fear, can completely and utterly pour peace all over that. So that whatever we're facing, we can completely rely on and trust in him. We love Jesus because he first loved us. We can come to him because he first came down to earth and moved among us. And whatever we face this Christmas, be it abundant joy or deep, deep pain, our mighty God is with us through it all, and that's why we come to worship. Despite the circumstance, despite the journey and the things life throws, we come to worship the Saviour of the world, God himself among us, Emmanuel. How amazing is that? Because whatever life throws, he is with us through it all when we believe and trust in him. In a minute, Matt is going to play O Holy Night, and it's our response song. And quite often we'll have a response in the service where we just get time to think about maybe what God stirred in you today. And during this song, I'd like to invite you to just to take a minute and respond to what you've heard. And maybe there's something you've thought, yeah, I haven't praised God because I felt like this. And actually you're worthy of praise whatever I'm going through. Or yes, I'm absolutely filled with joy and I can't keep my arms down today because I'm absolutely filled with abundant joy. And we'll use this time to praise him. And maybe today is the first time you've ever really thought about Jesus being part of your life, part of your journey, that you could have mighty God as part of your journey. And maybe today you want to say, yeah, I want that. I want God to come into my journey and walk with me and be all of those things that he is in my life. I want to say a prayer at the end of this, and you can join in with that if that's what your decision's going to be today. And I would say it's the best decision I have ever made in my life was to follow and trust in Jesus. The very best one. And I'd never, ever, ever say there was anything else. And my life has been pretty much filled with joy. I am very blessed. But without him, it's worthless. And then through the song, if you want to come up at some point and take a bauble out of the box, that box is filled with baubles with names on. And I thought, what a great thing that we can support each other in prayer through Christmas. So come and take a bauble, take it home and hang it on your tree. And every time you see the bauble, pray for that person, because God knows what they're going through. And when you pack your Christmas decorations away, pack that away and get it out next year and pray for them again. And then every year we're being prayed for around this time when actually it's quite difficult for some people. So how nice is that to think that your name is on somebody's tree and you're being prayed for today and every year thereafter. So are we all up for that? I think that would be a lovely thing to do. Okay, let's just quieten our minds and our mouths. And I'm going to say this prayer. If you want to make this your prayer today, just say amen at the end. Lord Jesus, thank you for coming to earth to save me and bring me back to you. I'm sorry for all the things I've done which have separated us, and I thank you that you have dealt with all of that on the cross. Thank you that I am fully forgiven. I want to know you, Jesus, and I ask you to come into my life and share my journey with me. Amen.